All right, we are doing week four NFL picks. Normally at this time, I've got Brad and Ben from Sports Meets Beer, the podcast you should listen to whenever you get a moment. That should be your tagline, by the way.
Whenever you get a moment.
Yeah, whenever you have a chance. Normally at this time, we do the both Bay Area teams, Niners on a bye. So the Raiders on their extravaganza of being on the road for 7 years, stop in Indianapolis.
The question here is, which Raiders team are we going to see? The Raiders from week one that played fierce and competitive against what seemed to be an amazing defense that is now still winless? Or are we going to see this team that kind of eked through with the Chiefs and got beat up by the Vikings? You know, they've got a depleted secondary. Their linebackers are hurt. One of their shining lights in Burfict is now injured as well. And so I just don't see this going well. Until the Raiders can prove otherwise, I have to go with the Colts in this one. And that hurts me as a diehard. But they're just, you want to say, playing to their potential. There's just clearly something wrong. And you don't know if it's a Derek Carr issue or a Gruden issue, but there's clearly an issue. So if it keeps going down this track, you're going to see a quarterback change in probably.
There's a great article on The Athletic. I don't remember who wrote it. I apologize. Who wrote, the great coordinators and head coaches in the league right now are guys that you can see scheme dudes open. And John Gruden is not doing that right now. He is relying on Derek Carr to win athletic matchups and to be able to just make big plays on every down. And they just don't have the talent on the outside to do that consistently. And if you're going to continue to run the rookie running back up the middle continuously, his shelf life is going to be awfully short. It's a terrifying time for the Raider offense right now. The injuries on the defensive side are also really tough. And Indianapolis, even without Andrew Luck, is really good. Their defense is awesome. Jacoby Brissett is getting better every week.
Yeah.
And his mobility is going to be an issue. They had the oak tree that is Kirk Cousins, who carved them up a little bit last week. And so now you have to be able to stop the pass and contain him in the pocket. And that's a really tough thing. I think the toll of being on the road is a problem. I think their depth is a problem. I mean, you just saw, like, we've seen this with the 49ers as they were trying to build this out. It's just, if somebody got hurt, that was it, man. They were bringing me and you one from the street. And the Raiders are there right now because there are really good pieces on that defense. And so it's just a tough thing. They're in the middle of this road trip. Indianapolis at one point was a Super Bowl contender and may still be. And you just got to hope that John Gruden can figure something out to scheme these guys open, because it's really tough. Derek Carr's getting a ton of blame for this. And he's actually playing pretty well, all things considered. But his yards per attempt are coming down again. And it's all this kind of stuff. And a lot of that falls on Gruden. So on the road, tough game. I got to go with Colts.
It's almost like the Colts didn't want Andrew Luck to retire, obviously. It's almost like Jacoby Brissett has brought new life to this team. The Andrew Luck, even though he played well last year, the injuries, and I don't know what it was like in that locker room, but I feel like his mental state was not great being hurt so much so often. Mm-hmm. And Jacoby Brissett's in there, and he's just,
it's a lightning rod.
Lightning rod.
Yeah, it just seems like a little bit of youth, a little bit of energy. Yeah, and it just seems like
he's changed the dynamic of just the inner workings, you know, as much as we can see of that. So Raiders on the road, everything you guys said is accurate. It's another rough one. So I think it's a clean sweep for the Colts. All right, well, there you go. You can check out these reviews anytime at 977theriver.com. And coming up next, it's Beer 30.